Hey, this is Stacey Davis, and you are listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Saran.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see, that's what's up. You never know who might run through, legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Let's see who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's gonna be good.
Gotta love that, right? Gotta love that?
Yes, that's a big song. That's a big song, for sure. For sure.
So, Frenchie Davis is one of the most phenomenal vocalists today. I just her vocals are amazing. Whatever she does with her voice, whether she's singing and, like, singing people under the table, or even if she's just talking about something, you wanna listen to Frenchie's voice. She's an outspoken voice of her truth, the truth. Like it, love it. The world would not be the same without Frenchie. I have to say, I am a big fan. She's known for her vocal talents. Everybody knows that, her singing, we know she can sing. And I remember the first time I ever, saw her or heard her, live, and she was, performing Mahalia. She was starring in a play, Mahalia Jackson, with a friend of, a mutual friend of ours, Mickey Braden. And me and a crew, we went up to support Mickey in her show, right? And I have to say, I fell in love with Frenchie Davis that day. She sang her tail off, and she acted, and she became Mahalia Jackson. Everybody knows her for Broadway plays, Rent. We also know she did Ain't Misbehaving, from which the song I played earlier, You're Mean to Me. My God, she tore that up. You just gotta love her. She's an advocate for all things human rights, And whether you agree or you disagree, it seems like, and we can ask her, it seems like she don't give a damn. Whether you like it or you don't like it, she's putting it out there. And you know what? Stand up for what the hell you believe in so you don't fall for other people's nonsense. I love it, love it, love it. Frenchie, it's been so long, I've been wanting you.
Can you introduce me for everything from now on?
For free.
I started looking around the room like, she's making me sound good. Damn it.
Welcome. I am there. You are good. You are all of that. You just let me know, and I'm there. I will introduce you. I will knock them. Whoever the MC is, I will knock them off the stage. I'll be like, Miss Thing, move over. Let me tell you.
Okay.
I love that. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. How y'all doing?
We are wonderful, and welcome. Thank you for coming to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese. And for those
for
who are listening, internationally, we are on with the incomparable Frenchie Davis, and she is here with us in the basement. How you doing, Frenchie?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. I'm doing good, and thank y'all for having me, by the way.
Absolutely, absolutely. You are, Javon has the best intros ever. I absolutely have to agree with that.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And I want to talk for a second about Frenchie's personality and
okay,
coupled with her journey, for those who don't know her, You know, and I'm not going to say you're under a rock because that'd be disrespectful. But what I will say is that this is a prime opportunity to get to know her. So you need to follow her on social media, but to get a glimpse in on some of the personality that I'm blessed enough to have encountered and call affectionately called sister. You know, Frenchie has, Javon, one of the biggest personalities on Instagram that I've seen in a long time in terms of just making me smile. Can I tell you that if you're following Frenchie's Instagram and you are scrolling through, if you are having a fucked up day, she will make you smile or she will make you feel a way to press on.
Mm-hmm.
You have to follow her.
Oh, I absolutely do. And I look every day, even if nothing, you know, pops up in my feed, I look to see if she did anything or posted any new pictures. Because I'm fiending for them pictures. Frenchie be like, this is me, damn it, look. And I'm like, wow, you go, girl.
Well, there'll be something controversial going on, and everybody's responding to it in a timeline, and then Frenchie will hit us with a one-liner that will just be like, kaboom, and then she just moves on. Or subliminal. And she just moves on.
And I'll cut off the comments now, because I'm not about to, I said what I said, and I'm not about to argue with you people on the internet all day about it. Deal with it or unfollow me.
I hear that.
Frenchie, for those that are like struggling, you know, because you know I got some really bad news before we came on this morning, and I had to sit still. Anytime I get news about someone transitioning and not even hit the apex of their life, and or they took their life, you know, and I just want to say a shout out to the friends and family. Yeah,
yeah.
It goes back to me thinking about how incredibly important it is for us to check on our strong friends. And also work toward part of your life goals is being comfortable in your own skin. Can you speak on that for a little bit?
Yeah, you know, well, for starters, I think that it can be very, you know, destructive when you don't fight back, you know, because the world is full of people who want you to feel shitty about yourself. Who want you to feel like you're not enough. And if you don't fight back against that, if you don't fight for your right to be loved by your damn self, for starters,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it can really get dark. And even when you're fighting for it, it can get dark. You know, I am a huge advocate for therapy,
mm-hmm.
talking to people. There ain't no shame in acknowledging your pain, because you can't heal what you won't acknowledge. And that has been a lot of my journey, you know. I mean, it has taken me maybe a decade and a half to really unpack, like, the residual trauma from, like, my American Idol experience. And, you know, public humiliation, it fucks you up in a multitude of ways that I'm still unpacking, you know. But what I will say is that despite the pain and the humiliation and a lot of the stuff that I experienced because of that, in a lot of ways that experience liberated me. Because mm-hmm. I learned at the very beginning of my career that, you know, people are going to try to tear you down. And I'm like, girl, they're going to call you fat anyway. They're going to try to slut shame you because you're unapologetically sexual any damn way. So you might as well just get on out here and try to figure out how to love the hell out of yourself and move on. You know, and be as unapologetic about it as possible because, you know, I mean, what can they say that they ain't already said, you know?
Mm.
And, you know, but it has taken a lot of work. It's still taking a lot of work, you know? But like I said, you have to be able to be honest with yourself about your pain and be openly honest sometimes, you know? I think that social media places a lot of pressure on people to only post about the good shit, you know?
Right.
And,
right.
like, we hear that term, social media happy, you know? But the reality of life is that, like, yeah, I'm happy, I'm content, I'm enjoying my life, but I'm also, like, struggling, I'm also working to heal all at the same time. And I don't mm-hmm. think there's any shame in openly acknowledging that. And for me, being able to openly acknowledge it has allowed me to heal a lot of broken parts of myself, you know, and the parts of me that are still cracked, you know, I just try to fill those spaces with as much love and self-acceptance as I possibly can, you know?
Amen. And that's what I was, and thank you for sharing that. That's what I was, prior to you coming on, I was talking about how people, we live in a society of highlight tape, and mm-hmm. people want to see the end game and don't know what the journey was. And
yeah, people want, you know, results with no process. And that's not how none of this works.
Right.
You know, that's not how, and like there's a thing that I always see posted, and it says, like, you know, deal with your pain privately, you know, heal, you know, privately, but shine on these motherfuckers in public. And I'm like, that's not how none of this works, actually,
mm-hmm.
you know, at all. Well, because first okay. of all, stars only shine in the darkness, first of all.
Baby.
So,
oh, wow.
So, like, so this notion that you about to get out here and shine with no kind of struggle is just complete foolishness, number one. Mm. And number two, nobody's blessed or encouraged by your shine if they don't know the struggle or have any kind of insight into the fact that there was struggle to get to it. You know, I remember one day I was feeling so discouraged, and Jennifer Lewis called me, and I answered the phone, and I was like, hey, and she was like, don't hate me, bitch. Talk to me like I'm your mama. What's wrong? Okay? And she's like, let me tell you something. She said, you know, I don't have an Emmy, an Oscar, a Grammy. I don't have none of that shit. But people love me because of my ability to sustain in this business all these years just by being my authentic self. And it may not seem like it, baby girl, but people love you for the same reason.
Mm.
And that pep talk has sustained me on my darkest days. And, you know, it's just a reminder that she told me, you know, this is a woman who I admire and respect and look up to. And she said, watching you be your authentic self has helped me. And in that moment, you know, I realized that, you know, it's really no shame in acknowledging your pain and your hurt and your struggles, because when you acknowledge it, you know, sometimes that's the only, you can't heal it if you don't acknowledge it. It's like sometimes the shit is so high you can't get over it, and you can't, and it's too wide, you can't go around it, and the only way out is through.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to get through is to acknowledge that the shit hurts, and that, you know, and you just gotta go through that ugly part. And unfortunately, there are no shortcuts. There's no shortcuts around that part. You got to go through it. But the other side is really beautiful over there.
Mm.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting, and oh man, this is, you know, it's funny how many people will be touched by your words. You said something that was like crazy about stars only shine in it when it's darkness. And I'd much rather stand next to someone that I know is battle-tested and that has been through some shit, because they got a blueprint on how to save us when it happens. You know, somebody that's out there just, you know, perpetrating, like, that doesn't speak to me. That's like kind of a soulless approach to life, you know, that is filled with so many highs and lows. You know what I mean? And if
listen,
you start
that shine hit different when you know struggle. You know,
ooh,
I mean, we know how we side-eye people who, you know, out here and ain't never been through shit or don't know what real struggle is. It's a different kind of, you know, it's
right.
A different thing when you know that somebody has really been, you know, tried by the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And really worked to heal, you know, those parts of themselves that ain't always pretty, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm absolutely happy to know and in hearing some of the journey that you shared, you know, now and, you know, behind the scenes personally, that part of your journey that did not change was loving your body and your self-image.
Yes.
Because every time I see, you know, an a la Frenchie post, you know, with you body conscious, I it makes me smile. It makes me smile, you know. In my personal phone, I have a video of you that slow mode. I think you remember
the
time. Yes. Since she comes through, honey, and you know, all of us made her slow up, back up, and do two or three takes of coming down to the pool area with her cover up flowing behind her in her swimsuit, and we were just loving it because, you know, it's amazing. Confidence is sexy. It is.
And you know, I mean, and, you know, I know the truth. You know what I mean? I know fat girls got that good. I mean, I'm not just speaking as a fat girl. I'm speaking as a same gender loving woman. Like, I know the truth. I know that it's a little bit juicier when that dress size is in the double digits, okay? So... I mean, I don't give a fuck what nobody else got to say. I feel like I have a lot to be confident about. And, you know, if it ain't for you, it ain't for you. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the fact that I ain't for everybody.
Listen.
I ain't supposed to be.
Oh, man. You know, it's funny. I had a thought in mind, Jay. You know how we usually do our rapid fire game?
Look, man, my tongue is tied right now, okay? my tongue is tied. I was doing tricks in my own mouth that I don't even understand. So y'all just keep going. I rapid fire. Man, Jesus Christ. Let's get it. Let's do what it do, baby.
I thought about Frenchie coming on today, and I said, you know what, this got to be something different, because, French, what we normally do is we play a word association game, and we say a word, and then the artist says what comes to mind, but I want to switch it up a little bit because of you and your personality. I want to ask, I want to go through a cerebral Frenchie Davis playlist. So I want to ask, when Frenchie is in the mood, when Frenchie is in her lure, what songs come up for you? What songs come up for you? Like, what does your playlist look like when you are setting your mood?
It depends on what the situation is. Because, like, I'll fuck your brains out to Migos if I just fuck them. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it could, you know, but then sometimes it's like the Art of Noise, Moments in Love. Sometimes it's Jhené Aiko, you know, like, sometimes, I mean, listen, sometimes the lyrics are, you know, love me like I'm never gonna leave, and then sometimes the lyrics are busted open for a real nigga. I don't know what mood. I don't know. Depends on my mood, you know. And yeah, it just depends on how I feel. It depends on how I've categorized
that, you know, the person or persons. I don't know, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that's the best way I can answer that.
You know, it is amazing. Like, you know, it's so funny because you shake up status quo, and those are the personalities, you know. And I think that those are the personalities that I'm attracted to in a real way, because I do it in a quiet way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, you know, most personality types like Frenchie, they, like she said, they're not for everybody. And the reality is that they're what everybody needs. You know, it's like,
listen, you ain't lying. So,
all right, let me read some of these. Comments. You got people, a lot of people listening on social media chiming in and whatnot. So first of all, let me just say hi to Pops Ulysses Carter. He's like, yes, Frenchie, speak on it.
Hey, Ulysses.
He's also imploring that everybody share this. Please share the link. Just share it. Just press share, because everybody doesn't deserve, but everybody needs a dose of Frenchie, because I'm telling you, I live on this. I just listening to her, and all right, reading on. Because look, I ain't saying nothing. Auntie Melba Moore is on, and she says, hi, Frenchie, and she said that you are talented. And
oh,
she ain't,
hi, Melba. Oh, thank you. Oh, my God, I love you.
Yes, I
studied that queen, and I mean, listen, I studied theater at Howard. You know, she is, that is Black theater history right there. So, hey,
yes.
Queen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, we absolutely love Melba Moore, and Alexis P. Suda.
Another talent.
Yes, she actually wants me to tell you that she loves you. She totally agrees with all that you've been saying. And this might be Alexis on the line. I'm not 100% sure. But let's see. Caller 1488 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from? Don't be shy. 1488. Hello? All right.
Yeah.
Who is that? What's your
Alexis.
Name?
Alexis.
Alexis P.
Suda. Woo! That's okay. Right.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey. Thank you, man. Oh, my God, Frenchie. You are
Alexis.
Everything, Frenchie. You are everything.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God, I've been following your career since way back, and I'm like, you know, I've been in this business a long time, and everything you said, I mean, I identified with all of it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big girl with a deep voice, so the struggle is truly real.
Yes,
but thank you so much. You know, I listen to you speak, and, you know, it's just you're very encouraging, and, you know, I'm way older than you, but I tell you one thing, you have wisdom beyond your years.
Yeah.
And it's
Thank
just
you.
A pleasure to listen to you and to see you continuously, you know, recreating and creating and busting this business in the ass, and I love it, so... Please continue
Thank you,
your
Alexis.
Journey. Please continue
Thank
your
you.
Journey. You are so
Thank
welcome.
Thank you so much. That really encouraged me. Thank you so much.
You're so
Thank
welcome.
You.
For those of you who don't know, Alexis P. Suda is a blues singer who
yes.
is multi-talented also. She's also quite an actress, and just like has performed with everybody from B.B.
Yeah.
King, you know, Dan Aykroyd, you know, all of those blues.
Singers know who Alexis is.
So her words, words really mean a lot to me because I respect you. I respect your gift. So thank you so much.
Thank you as well.
Yeah.
Love you to pieces. Love like
Javon, Javon, I'm in heaven.
You know, let me tell you something, Frenchie. Alexis and I have known each other for over a decade or whatever now. And she's been following me, you know, like doing this show. She don't be calling in to speak to the guests. Come on now. What's really happening here, Alexis? What's really going on?
Hey, listen.
Yes.
You know,
show,
I don't call in all the time, but I do peep the show, and my boy Jay Mo be peeping the show because we be talking about it from time to time. You know what I mean? But I don't call in all the time, you know? When you said Frenchie, I was like, oh, shit, I'm canceling the appointments and taking no calls right now. Don't call, I'll cut you out. Don't call. So, mission accomplished.
That's what's up. Anything to make you happy.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Auntie Melba said, I know Alexis. She sang Slam. Good God Almighty.
Okay.
Love her all
right.
I told you, fingers no. Listen. Fingers no. Yeah, I love that.
Wow.
You guys are great. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you for calling in, Alexis. I love you.
Thank
guys.
You,
yeah,
Alexis.
No problem. Thank you.
Lots of love to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You miss a lot.
That's what happens when you are controlling your own stuff. You can get folks that call in and they can speak straight to the source, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
See, and a lot of people, you know, there are artists who listen to the show or who I have invited to the show, and they're like, This is just, we just chilling. We just talking about whatever the hell we feel like talking about. There's no censor, and if I want to play your music all day, and so what? Mm-hmm. I play what I want to play. I say what I want to say, what I want to do.
Yeah, you know what? Thank you for bringing that up, Javon, because I told you I wanted to say a little bit of something about that, too. I know that being an artist, you know, there's a junket, press junket that artists do generally when they have stuff that's out. Okay.
Right.
And oftentimes, you know, they get on these junkets and you got to go see this one and that one. And it's all littered around the fact that you have something going on that you want to advertise. You want to let people know about, you know, you're moving. It's called media press.
Right.
But the reality is, you know, in our experience, and I'll share this with you openly, Frenchie, in our experience, you know, when we want people on the show to come and just chill and hang out, they always feel, and I know the artists are very sensitive. A lot of them are. You know, they always feel like they have to have something going on in the moment. And that's not the vibe of the
pressure.
Show.
Well, you know,
yeah, but
pressure always. I mean, not even just on the show. I think, like, just in general, you know, when a creative person isn't, like, you know, the holidays are coming, and I'm already bracing myself for how many times I'm going to be asked, so what are you working on right now? It's like people don't always recognize that, like, you know, for creative people, sometimes not working on something is part of what we're working on. Because, my new answer to what are you working on right now is a better me. Because that's what I'm always working on. And,
the ultimate project. Okay.
Yeah, that's the ultimate. And, you know, there is that societal pressure. I think, I don't even think people realize, that's something that I'm learning, like, people don't even realize that they do that, you know. So I'm learning to not even internalize the shit anymore, because it used to give me anxiety to have to, to have to answer questions like that. And, you know, I would even, you know, like you were saying, like, feel like I should turn down interview opportunities because, like, well, I don't have anything big to promote right now. I'm just kind of, you know, over here doing my little Broadway stuff and, you know. But I think that, you know, it's okay to you know, just continually be, sometimes I ain't working on shit, but, you know, going to therapy and and going to my voice lessons. And
hey,
that's it.
That's, you know, it's interesting. That's not just it. That is it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we are fostering the understanding, the complete understanding that you are enough. And we have a clear separation with who you are and what the fuck you do. So,
hello.
You know, if you got some stuff, popping, thanks, Jay. And I mean, if you got some stuff popping, wonderful. That's the icing. But we here to talk about the cake. You know, we want to know
okay.
about the cake because the icing ain't as grand as the cake, baby. Trust me.
It's all about the cake.
You know, sometimes
listen.
That icing will give you diabetes and it'll take you on a trip somewhere.
Listen.
But at the end of the day, it's like, listen, we are here because we understand that, you know, like, and I'm saying this because I'm speaking to quite a few people that I know are listening. And, you know, it's not about, you know, what you got going on. That's not the sum of who you are. That's not even a decimal of who you are. You know, in fact, a lot of times things that you are famous for may not be the things that you are great at, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, we just want to talk to the spirit to see how you're doing, how you're holding up, what floats you, what can you help others with, you know, like, you know, just chop it up. That's why it's brunch in the basement with Giovanni
yeah.
Therese, you know.
Yeah.
We want to get cracking. So I can't be clearer than that. Peace. And Frenchie, you fit that mode. And I'm getting all these hearts now from Auntie Melba. She says, I enjoy the show, just real talk, fun and love, real people. Keep up the good work. Love, Auntie Melba. We love you.
Oh, love, we love you, Auntie Melba. Yes, we do.
We do.
We love you.
And that's, you know, what I want everybody to say. You know, ditto everything that Rez said. If you have, you know, commercial stuff you want to promote, we can get with that. But we just want to talk to you.
Wait a minute. There is something that I would like to share with the listeners. It has nothing to do with anything that I'm promoting for myself. So at my local grocery store, there's a young lady. She's my favorite cashier. You know, she is just the sweetest girl. I found out, you know, a few weeks ago, while I was in line paying for my groceries, that her home burned down several weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
And you know, so I ended up giving her my phone number, and I'm like, listen, my place is across the street from this store. If you need a home-cooked meal, or because she's been staying at the Red Cross for the past 3 weeks. I'm like, if you need a home-cooked meal, if you need something, girl, call me. I live right across the street. But let me tell y'all why I love black women. The black woman in line behind me was like, girl, write out, give me a grocery list. And the black woman behind her was like, well, let me put in on that. So now, so then it was me and these two other black women who I didn't even fucking know. We going through this grocery store, you know, buying groceries for this girl because she, you know, she luckily found a new place that she moved into, that she's moving into now, actually. And, you know, we were buying groceries to hold on to so that, you know, we could fill her fridge when she moved in. But anyway, I shared this story with my followers, and a lot of people were like, hey, if there's any way that I can pitch in and help her, you know, let me know. So I would, you know, like to share, you know, the young lady's Cash App with you guys when we end the call, and maybe you can share it with your listeners if they feel it in their heart. You know, just, she's a young girl. She's like in her early 30s. You would never know that she lost everything because she always had a smile on her face. She's literally, if I see her working, I'm standing in her line, and if it's along her line. She is the sweetest girl, and she lost everything. Her apartment building burned down. Actually, the elderly woman who lived next door to her passed away. The fire was that bad. And
oh, wow.
This girl lost everything. I've been kind of organizing with other black women in my community because we got. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
We got. And
yes.
So I've been organizing, trying to help this sister. I'm having her put together an Amazon wish list. And I just got her Cash App information. So if anybody who's listening, you know, feels moved, like, you know, bless the sister, send her a couple of dollars, you know, I'll share the link with her Amazon wish list because this girl lost everything. And she's still at work smiling with everybody and just being the sweetest person with the best customer service. So I do want to share that because that's the shit that makes me feel good. Outside of singing, you know, I'm all about community and how, you know, we can be a light for one another, especially as Black women, because, you know, we show up for everybody and so few people show up for us. So we got to show up for each other.
How about
Amen.
That? That is so
What's
true.
Her name? What's her name, Frenchie?
Her name is Jay Lewis, and her Cash App is HollandGirl20.
Okay. So that woman is HOLLAND.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
And then mm-hmm. And then the number 20. Let me just double check that that's correct. Hold on 1 second.
We're gonna put that on the in the basement with Javon and Therese page.
Okay.
And, invite people.
And it's no pressure, but even if
yeah,
all
yeah.
you offer us is a yes, Holland Girl.
Can do do.
All you can offer up is a prayer for the sister. Do that, you know, because I would hope that somebody would do it for my sister, or you know,
do it for me.
You know, so yeah,
Holland
I'm
Girl.
Sharing that with you guys. You know, and that's the kind of shit that be making me feel good. You know, I took a picture a couple of years ago of this brother on the subway knitting, and I ended up sharing the photo, and then, like, it ended up, like, going viral. It was, like, in the Griot and, like, all these places, and now his, like, his website crashed. People started, like, buying his stuff.
Wow.
And, you know, so I'm realizing that, like, one of my gifts is, like, create magic for other people.
But
there you go.
That's awesome.
You know, because Jade, the cashier, texted me yesterday and was like, she was like, I had to take a break and go cry in the bathroom because so many of your friends and followers have reached out to me and sent me money and offered encouragement. And she's like, I can't even believe that you did that. And then with Louis Boria, the brother that I took a photo of knitting on the subway, you know, his knitting business kind of like took off after that. And it's so crazy because the guy who pointed him out in the comments on the photo, apparently I had met that guy 15 years ago when I was in Rent on Broadway. Apparently I saw him standing in Times Square crying and I crossed the street and hugged him. I didn't know this man. I don't even remember doing that, but that's, you know, that sound like me. But he turns out he was like besties with the brother whose photo I took on the subway and shared. Wow. And so like I have like this connection with Lewis now, and his knitting business has completely blown up. Like he's traveling the world. He was in Vogue's knitting, you know, edition of their magazine. And you know, I'm like, let me find out. I got that Oprah power. Okay, so I'm trying to tap into that more because I'm realizing that, you know, sometimes your gift might be, you know, being a blessing to other people. And I'm very fucking selfish because it just makes me feel good about me. But it happens to also bless other people. But I'm realizing that's one of my gifts outside of singing, that, you know, I can create a little bit of magic for other people. And I love the feeling that I get, you know, because community means a lot to me. You know, that's important to me. You know.
That's and that's what you know, celebrity is power, really. And it depends on what you choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
It can be powerful in a good way or powerful in a negative way. We have a humongous example of what negative influence you can be with your celebrity. We're all looking at that. But, you know, what you're talking about is definitely how you can impact lives. Because each one of those lives that you have positively impacted is going to touch another life. It's just that's just the law of cause and effect. So
yeah.
You know, you've done some wonderful things. Let's take another call. 4306 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
You know who I am. This is Eric Cummings in Oakland.
Hi, Eric.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, Oakland.
I'm, I'm doing great. And Frenchie, you're not going to remember me. You was at Pride. You had this badass ignorant dress on. And I took pictures backstage with my bad hat on. I'm known for the hat game and all the concert game at the Pride. You was performing with the band. And
yes,
you were amazing. And we was backstage talking. How can I send you a picture of me and you? And everybody put it on Facebook. Everybody, I told her we was a new Whitney and Bobby because I'm a Leo like Whitney Houston. August 2nd, she's August 9th. So anyway, I've been watching you online. When are you coming back to Oakland? You were amazing on Broadway. And thanks for filling my soul with real music. And I was really touched. I'm on fire. I was really touched. Julie Besson, you are a real goddamn woman.
Thank you.
A real woman. A real
Thank
woman.
You.
I want to tell you a story. There is an Ethiopian guy in Oakland. He walks around, and he walked up to me about 5 years ago. He said, "What part of Ethiopian are you from?" I said, "I'm from Oakland, California. I'm from Vicksburg, Mississippi." He said, "But you look like you're Ethiopian." And he said, "Well, I love your hats." Do you know, I went home, I got over 300 hats for you. And I went and gave him 10 hats, and I helped him get a job. He was homeless. And all he wanted to say was he loved my hat. And I have pictures of him. How can I send you some pictures of me and him?
You can DM them to me on Instagram or at Frenchie Davis. Just slide them into my DM.
Or, you ever check your Facebook?
Yeah, I check my Facebook.
I'm going to send it today.
Send it to my real Facebook, like my personal page. I'm much more active on that than the fan page. The engagement is just, I prefer the real engagement. So find me on my personal page.
And when are you coming back to the Bay Area? Have you ever heard of Yoshi's Jazz Club in Oakland?
I have heard of Yoshi's. I've been wanting to sing there for a while, so hopefully they'll hear this and we'll figure that out.
I grew up with Letticy. Letticy had been in my life from day one, and her mother just called me last week because Letticy's gonna be here with in February with the legendary George Porter. Is it George Porter?
Oh wow!
Is it George Porter? He just won 2 Grammys. He's from Sacramento originally. What's his name? Gregory Porter.
Gregory.
Mm-hmm. That brother is
Gregory.
Bad.
Yes, he is.
1961, 1962. Well, God bless you, sister. And I have to make a donation to that young lady. You truly blessed my soul when you was in Oakland. And you shut down Pride.
Oh, thank you so much.
That badass dress. And I got, do you see the pictures I post on your page? Me and Frenchie?
No, send them to me.
I do. I'll post some pictures on my Facebook page. I see that. So I'll
flip pictures. And I'm going to see. I just saw Loose Ends and Jean Eugene. Love you, Susie. I hope to see you soon.
Oh,
and I'm
going
to make a donation to this beautiful young lady. What a blessing.
Oh, she is a beautiful girl. She has a beautiful spirit, and anything you can do, she would really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I'm a Leo. I'm August 2nd. I'll be 50. When would I be 50? I'll be 52 August 2nd. And I will be my partner 31 years. I have an African-American Mexican partner. I've been on it since 4 years old. We've been dating 30 years because I don't like dark skin men because they fuck up your credit. But
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Don't do that.
Go ahead,
Lord,
have
mercy.
Ricky, are you dating out there? Are you dating?
I'm sorry?
Are you dating out there?
Am I dating? I am dating. I'm kind of seeing somebody.
So you been cheating on me?
No, I'm single. So until I'm married, so I don't think it qualifies as cheating.
Frenchie, get your shit. I love you. I'm gonna send you a picture. I'm a crazy ass Leo. You know any Leos?
I know a lot of Leos. One of my college best friends is Leo. Shout out to Ashley
Hot
Turner.
Mess. But I hope to see you soon. I'm gonna look you up on Facebook. I'm gonna post on Facebook before me and my partner go to the movies and see Harriet Tubman today.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
so
I love
much
you, sister.
For
thank you for your
Eric.
Love.
Thank
and
you.
You're a real
yeah.
woman.
Eric.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so
God
much
bless
for
you.
The
have
call.
A great weekend.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye, ladies. Eric is crazy.
Ciao. Let me just say to the listeners that I do not subscribe to colorism in any shape or form, okay?
Yeah,
and I love dark skinned men, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Period.
Let's take one more call. 6004, the last four digits of your number. What's your name? Where you calling from?
You know my name.
Miss Miggy Brady.
Hey. How you doing, Miss French?
How are you?
Well, I'm waiting to do my musical direction for your next show, so other than that, I'm cool.
Okay, listen, when we gonna do Mahalia again?
No, we're doing the Bay Chronicles. I'm sorry.
We doing the Bay Chronicles? Okay.
That's what we're doing.
All right.
What we're doing.
Let's make it happen. Let's do it. I'm ready.
Yeah, you're damn straight. You know, and I also wanted to tell you, I loved how you used to love on Rocky. You know, he passed yesterday.
Yes,
so,
my condolences.
You know.
I love that dog. And
I know.
So
I remember y'all playing.
Yes. I had such an amazing time doing Mahalia with you. You are, honey, you are just a force of nature, and it was truly an honor to share the stage with you. And I'm not just talking when I say I want us to be on stage together again soon.
Yeah, I would definitely love to do that. You know, that was a fun show to do. You're so amazing, so much more amazing than people really thought. You know,
yeah.
That was the one thing that I loved about it. You know, I didn't know who I was about to meet. I knew she was a diva, but I didn't know who I was about to meet when we did the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Devon. Hey, Therese. What's up?
Hey, Mickey. How you doing, darling?
I'm good. But I saw Frenchie was on. I had to call. At least hear your voice, girl.
I'm so glad you called. It's good to hear your voice. I love you, and I hope I see you soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
All right.
And Mickey, condolences on Lil Rocky.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I know
our pets are. They're our babies.
Oh, yeah. I got one more person wants to give a shout out.
All right, darling.
Take care. I'm going to go ahead.
Okay, Mickey, talk to you soon. Love you guys.
Love you. Okay. Bye-bye.
I got one person that wants to shout out to Frenchie. Hang on one quick second.
Hey, Sassy.
Hey, boo.
Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm good. I miss you. We got to get together. We need like
one. I know.
You know what's funny? We need to do one good old Sunday brunch, like for real.
Oh, Lord. So I hear that that might be happening soon. I might
okay.
have to roll.
Yeah.
But
y'all might have to just come down to Philly.
I know. You know what? I'm gonna call you because I got something to tell you. But I was like, we're on the radio. I was loving what I heard of the interview. I think you're amazing. I think you are honest, authentic. And that's one of the things I appreciate about you. And I think that touches people. You know what I'm saying? And I just thank you for being you, unapologetic. You know what I'm saying? Unapologetic.
I do, Mom. And I love you, and thank you for just the sisterhood and the friendship. You know that you have given me. I just feel like we were sisters like instantly. Like I just loved you as soon as I met you, you know.
Yeah,
and,
exactly. It was very natural.
Yeah, and
think,
just thank you for your beautiful spirit.
Thank you so much. I, you know, Rez always says things like, you spot it, you got it. And that's not only, you know, because that's a very therapeutic term. That doesn't only go for the things that we deem negative or the things that may not work for us. It actually it means everything. And when we see ourselves or parts of ourselves and other people, we have to remember to that should be the catalyst for helping us to love ourselves more and dig in. You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
I just want to tell you thank you, and I love you. And I guess I'll see you soon.
Yep. Yeah, and call me so you can tell me whatever it is you got to tell me.
I know, girl. Well, I'm thinking about Yoshi.
We need to
get that shit together.
I really want to figure out how to make that happen. I've been wanting to sing there for a while. So when this interview is over, I'm gonna call you.
Okay, yeah, because I gotta connect. So let's talk about that. All right.
Okay, baby.
And
all right,
there
you.
It is. A Monica and Frenchie Davis review.
Okay.
You
know, wow.
Yeah. And here's the funny part about them both. They both are tremendous belters. Can you imagine the Broadway tunes that will be coming up out
Honey,
of whatever they create?
The theater, and I'm so excited. I think we could do something really cool. So I guess I'll be going.
Be loud, and I will be up front.
Yeah.
See, and for those of you that are on live with WJBR Radio, Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese. You miss one show, as Javon says, you miss one show. You miss a lot. There's so much going on. And there you have it. And I'm always good for saying if you deals are not made in boardrooms as much as you'd like to think, you know. And there it is. Or a golf course.
Oh my gosh. Yes, the golf course. I have been advocating for black women to learn how to play golf. That is that is the new boys club. Bitches, listen to me. Go get on the golf course today. That is the new boys club. That is where the deals are being made. That is where the checks are getting cut. I'm all about trying to play golf this year.
Yes, it is the old school way of doing getting business done. And now, as people of color, we are understanding that. And it is amongst each other, and we understand it now. I don't know if you remember my friend Paige that was at the festival this year. But honey, she don't want to golf school. She be playing golf.
seriously.
Yeah.
That is the new move for Boston.
Yeah, man.
Yes, I'm trying to tell y'all. Every black woman listening, start playing golf. You hear me? Remember what we said?
And she said it's fun as hell.
Oh, it's fun. And it's therapeutic.
All right, brother. We gotta go play some golf, man. We gotta go golf.
Yeah. I used to have some clubs.
I'm gonna get my outfits together. When I show up in a plaid pencil skirt and somebody talk to me, I'm gonna get my outfits together. We gonna do this. I love you guys so much. This was an amazing way to start my Saturday. Thank you all so much for having me.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I can see Mo now with the little hat, with the little thing on top, you know, doing her little golf thing.
We're going to do this.
Outfit.
And I think there's a golf course where we're staying in Cancun next Memorial Day also.
Speaking of which.
We're going to talk
about
it.
You know what?
Exactly.
That's a great segue for anyone listening. The LGBT Arts and Culture Music Festival is – we are going to kick off our 5th year anniversary. And Frenchie, you are with me. Frenchie is one of the celebrity ambassadors. Monifa and I are celebrity ambassadors. And Frenchie, can you please just tell the folks what they will be missing? It's for friends, family, and allies, okay?
Yeah.
So don't think, because I don't want
to.
There's
no way to describe it. You have to just experience it. But when I tell you, it is an amazing weekend. Like, I'm always on the verge of tears when it's time to go. You know, it is an amazing, affirming weekend. Like, we have so much fun. We cut up. We laugh. We dance. I mean, we celebrate each other in a way that we just, you know, don't often get to. I mean, it is an amazing time. So you have to come. You have to join us. We are going to cut the food. I might bring a boo next year. I'm going to see how I feel. I'm not in the business of bringing sand to the beach, but you know,
Frenchie gonna be
you acting right.
You know, but I mean, I don't know. Let's just see if this motherfucker don't fuck it up. But I, we'll see.
And for those of you who are interested in going, go to www.lgbtmusicfest.com. Again, that's www.lgbtmusicfest.com. And it's still time to reserve space, and I just want to announce that we're 50% sold out already.
Yeah.
So you may want to do that sooner or later. Get your payment plan together, whatever you want to do, just to reserve your space today.
Exactly.
Do you know what other artists are going to be there this year?
Ooh,
we're still confirming. Yeah, we're still confirming all the people. So just stay tuned. But
okay.
I mean, the life of the party is on the phone right now. So we just show up.
Oh yeah. Wow, nice.
Well, even though, let me just make sure. Yeah, even though, Therese did a little segue from our rapid fire. If you would indulge us, I would still like to go forward with that.
Okay.
So, Therese, please tell her how it goes.
Okie doke. We say a word association, French. We say a word, then you say a word. The first word that comes to mind. And Javon will say five words, and I'll say five words. And it's just really no thinking. First thing that comes off your mind when you hear this word.
Okay.
Real simple. Okay. Jay, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay,
all right.
Cool.
Let's start with the obvious. Music.
Love.
Sex.
Did you say facts?
No, that's not. I said sex. S-E-X.
A lot.
Water.
Did you say water?
Water, yep.
Fiji. I'm a water snob. Don't judge my life. Also, my current boo says I taste like Fiji water. I'm just saying. Thank you. You're welcome. Next question.
Oh, God.
That's
twins.
What did you say?
Twins.
I can't. You broke up. Say it again.
T-W-I-N-S.
Twins.
Twins?
Yes.
Yes.
Gemini.
Okay.
Peace.
What was the word?
Peace. Yeah.
Oh, serenity.
There you go. All right, Rez.
All right, my five. Life.
Learning.
Journey.
Predestined.
Children.
Five.
Struggle.
Overcome.
Black girl magic.
I am.
Hey. Nice.
Everybody, how they can follow you on social media?
Yeah, find me on Facebook, facebook.com/thisfrenchie, or follow me on Instagram @FrenchieDavis.
All right. And can you give us a drop? Hi, this is Frenchie Davis, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Absolutely. Hey, this is Frenchie Davis, and you are listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Great fashion in short notice.
Yes.
Yo, anything you need, any promo, you let me know. You got it.
Thank
you guys both so much. I love y'all. Tell Mo I'm going to call her within the hour. I'm about to go get my coffee, and then I'll call y'all. All
okay,
right.
I love you guys so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, Lord have mercy. We love her.
I did good. I did good.